The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Santino Marella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the toilet?
See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com. I'm Lindsay and he's Rock, and tonight we are going to be talking to you all about Total Divas, including a very, very, very special interview for everybody. That's right, we got to talk to the one, the only Arianne Andrews, a.k.a. Cameron, on Total Divas. So we are going to be coming back from the break with her, and after we talk to Cameron, well, we're going to be talking all about the upcoming season, so stay tuned. You're listening to Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns,
after 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various coworkers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
We'll be right back.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
I'm Santino Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the time!
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. So, joining us at this time is one half of the Funkadactyls and a star of WWE's Total Divas, Miss Ariane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and we're just so excited to be talking to you today because we're such big fans of the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're really kind of curious because we've been seeing the teasers on WWE TV and on E! About the upcoming episodes from the second half of the first season. And I'm really curious. I want to know, especially with, you know, what's going on with you, what we can expect and look forward to.
Well, you're definitely going to see, like, you know, the competitiveness of being in the WWE. There's only usually one spot for the Divas. So you can kind of see, like, being in such a competitive world, like how all the girls are trying to, you know, basically all their way to the top, and you're going to see, like, you know, love stories, and how being in the WWE and being on the road so much, how it has an impact on all of our relationships, whether if it's the Divas who have, you know, relationships in the WWE, or girls like Diva and I who don't have relationships. It impacts in both ways, but you know, there's always going to be drama, that's for sure. You put seven girls together, it's down to, you know, be very drama-filled. But, you know, I can't give you everything, because if I do, it's spoiling it. So you have to tune in on Sundays, right after the Kardashians, and watch Total Divas at 10 minutes central.
Well, we can't wait to see it. And I'm just kind of curious, because obviously this is such a unique experience that you're a part of. And I really kind of want to know, is it an odd feeling to have the cameras following you, or do you get used to it? I mean, how does that feel, or how does that even work?
I mean, at first, it's like a lot because, you know, you have a lot of people who are in your personal space or in your house, but it's like, I'm so used to it now, and I mean, that's what I do for a living. I mean, we're out in front of, you know, thousands and people, and we're always, the cameras are in our face, and we're in the ring or even outside of the ring when we're doing, like, pre-tapes and all that good stuff backstage. So, I mean, I actually love it, and for me, and, you know, being a Funkadactyl, it's two of us, and sometimes a lot of the fans don't get to, you know, get to know who we are, and it's nice that, you know, now we can kind of have that outlet to be like, you know what, this is who I am, and then that's who Trinity is, so we kind of show, like, a difference in our personalities, and it's nice for the fans to get to know us on a more one-on-one basis.
Absolutely, and do you have a favorite part of filming the show?
Gosh, there's been actually so many good times. I'm trying to think. Ooh, on the spot, I can't think of one in particular. Actually, I do, but it's actually going to be coming up on the second half of our first season, so I think you'll know what I'm talking about when you see it.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I would love to share one of our favorite moments, which was when you and Trinity and John went to the plastic surgeon's office.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, to us, that was one of the funnier moments of the show, you know, especially John's reaction. And I'm really kind of curious, because that was a big episode, and I really loved the message that you sent to women in general in that episode about just being okay with who you are and being happy with who you are. And, you know, what was that moment like for you, and are you happy with the decision that you made, you know, by not getting the implants done?
Definitely. I mean, I think no matter if you're a woman or you're male, like, we all have something about us, you know, that we would like to change, you know? And I just feel like, you know, this is how we will be, you know, and I feel like you should embrace that. And I feel like, especially being like a role model, there's a lot of girls out there that feel like, you know, the image of what a woman should look like should be like, you know, this crazy, you know, flawless person. And we all have imperfections, you know, none of us are perfect. We're not superhuman. And I feel like, you know, whatever way, you know, even if I would have decided to do it, I mean, it would just be from my own personal reasons, not to say like, oh, this is what you need to change about yourself. I mean, but I do feel like I want to send that positive message to young girls saying, you know what, I'm a role model. Not to knock anyone who's ever changed anything about themselves, because that's just their own personal thing and that's what makes them feel comfortable. But, you know, just in the situation, how I feel, I just felt like I want to show young girls, like, I love myself and I love everything about me, but I also want to show that there are things that I don't like about myself, which I do embrace that too. And it's okay to say, you know, I have these imperfections, but be happy with how you are.
Exactly. And I have to applaud that. And it was so wonderful to see, especially as a woman, to watch the show and to see that. And, you know, to get just that feeling that you guys are okay with who you are and, you know, that you're championing that is a really wonderful thing to see, especially in today's day and age where a lot of people aren't or don't spread that message. So that was an absolutely wonderful thing to see. So I thank you for that, especially as a woman.
No problem.
So I'm kind of curious, you know, we've seen you and Trinity getting more physical in the ring as of late. We saw you getting physical on the show. Are we going to see more of that maybe in the future, either in the second half of the season or on WWE TV maybe?
I mean, that's definitely something that we're both hopeful for. I mean, we love being valets and love being with the boys, but, you know, we just want to kind of expand our horizons and get in the ring and show that we're more than just one-dimensional, that we can, you know, you give us the mic, we can kill it on that. You put us in the ring, we can, you know, handle business there. And then if you tell us to go, pretty much, you know, for us, sky is the limit, and we want to show that we're very versatile. And I'm praying, and I know Trinity's definitely hoping that, you know, hopefully soon, and maybe even may see my girl, you know, get the title. Who knows? But in this next 1.5, even you'll see, you'll definitely see a little bit more of us in the ring, and hopefully more in the near future to come.
You know, I would absolutely love to see either you or Trinity get the title. I think that would be an amazing thing to see. And another thing I'm kind of curious about is the catchphrases, to which you've kind of become known for. Is that a cool thing for you, you know, especially now that the season has aired, for some of your signature catchphrases to catch on with people?
I mean, it's crazy, the things that I've, like, said my whole, like, forever and ever, and I never even realized, like, oh, I've had all these catchphrases. I mean, I just have, like, a really, like, you know, outgoing personality. I've always just kind of had, like, these catchphrases and saying things, and, you know, pretty much sometimes not even having a filter when I say things, but it's so awesome because it's, like, it's really catching on, like, to get, you know, the fans on Twitter and Instagram that are like, you know, girl bye, boy bye, Esteban.com, and you know what I mean? Like, or when I'm out and about and I'm like shopping and people come up to me and they're like, girl bye. It's so crazy, but it's, you know, it's so cool. So I'm definitely capitalizing on that.
Absolutely. And, you know, have there been a lot of changes for you now that the show has aired in comparison to when they were still filming, and as far as, you know, like people walking up to you and doing the catchphrases and that kind of thing, is that the biggest change, or have other things sort of changed since the airing of the series?
I mean, definitely. I mean, it's so funny because it's like now I get more people who say my real name than, you know, Cameron, and it's like stuff I have to get used to too, because sometimes I have someone staring at me and I'm like, oh my god, what are they looking at me? But not realizing like, oh, it's because they're like, oh, it's, and it actually has this really funny story. My boyfriend and I were leaving one of our friends' party, and it was in downtown Orlando, and a girl just like stops the car in the middle of the street, gets out of her car, and is like, oh my god, you have to work the face, you have to work the camera, oh my god, can I get a picture? And I'm just like, that is, it's hilarious, it's, you know, and even my boyfriend, because, I mean, he has such a unique look, like, they don't even sometimes recognize, they recognize him, and then see me, it's so,
right.
But it's been great, I mean, I love my fans, and, you know, I'm happy they're able to not only be able to see me, you know, be in the WWE and get in the ring and be with the boys and, you know, be with Trinity, but also to be able to explore my personal life and get to know me more on a one-on-one, you know. So I love that, and I love it a lot.
Right. Absolutely. That's amazing and awesome and hilarious, and that I just, yeah, that's cool. But you brought up Vincent, and I'm kind of curious, because we saw towards the end of the first season, or I should say the first half of the season, that things maybe weren't so great, but then we saw that wonderful moment at Natty's wedding where you two had gotten back together. And I'm just curious, how are things now? Are they still good? Are you guys happy?
We're very happy, and as I mentioned before, which you'll even see on, you know, the rest of the season coming up, it's a struggle to, you know, have a relationship in this business, especially like if this is like your heart and it's something that you love to do, it's hard because you have to find that balance. And I mean, that's kind of what it was with us. It's like, it's hard being on the road. We have a really schedule, and it's like, he's a very supportive guy. And no matter what, no matter if it's a relationship, it's a friendship, you're bound to bump heads at one point or another, you know, because, you know, we're not perfect, and we're doing really well, but you'll see some stuff, you know, that I'm battling with, that's, you know, personal with me, that affects our relationship, you know,
right.
But you'll see that he's very supportive about the situation, and he's a really good guy. You know, it's very hard to find someone who understands what we do. You know, we only understand what we do. That's why usually most people date someone in the business, because they get it. But, you know, thank God, like, he gets it, and I love him to death. But you'll see, if we have some challenges that we do face, and, you know, in the season coming up.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And just really kind of one last question, because I know for the show you've sacrificed quite a lot of your free time. I know all the girls have. And as a fan, I would like to thank you for that and opening your life up. So I'm really kind of curious, when you're at home and you're not on the road and the cameras aren't around you, what is your favorite thing to do on your day off?
Oh, my gosh. I honestly like to sit up on my couch with my dog, Liddy, and watch Family Feud.
It's amazing.
I love Family Feud and Mystery Detectives. That's like my stuff right there. And it's actually hard for me to turn it off when I get home. I mean, that's me just being nice. Like, literally, I'm always on the go, no matter what. Even Vincent tells me, I'm like, well, babe, turn it off. Like, just turn off work for a second and just enjoy time home. But that's very hard for me, because it's like, you know, I want to be successful. And to me, it's like, I just want to give it 110%, even when I'm not working. It's like, I love what I do, and I just, you know, want to get better at what I do and, you know, be able to show my fans that. So it's like, I'm literally always working. But when I do take, you know, turn it off, and like, okay, let me put my phone away. Okay, babe, let me give you the attention that you need. And that's what I do. But it's really hard for me to turn it off. And that's one thing I actually do need to work on, because it's so hard.
And I wish you all the best of luck with that, and with the show. And I'd like to thank you so much for joining us, Arion. And everyone, check out the return of Total Divas on Sunday night on E! It'll be 10 p.m. Eastern this week. It's going to be amazing, so check it out. So again, Arion, thank you so much for joining us.
You're all fine.
You're listening to The Rack Extra right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Everyone, welcome back to the Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com, where I'm stealing all the words tonight because, you know, apparently somebody can't interject themselves into the conversation.
I did, but it was in take four.
Well, you know what? Take six was the best, and that was the one we're using.
Hi, buddy. Hope you enjoyed our interview with Ariane. It was tremendous. Lindsay did a great job as she got all up in the Kool-Aid of one and only Cameron.
Yes, and she was fantastic to talk to. Wish her the best of luck in the upcoming second half of Season 1 of Total Divas. And speaking of Ariane, why don't we just sort of get up all up in that Kool-Aid? Because, well, Ariane and Trinity and John, well, they seem to be having some, you know, misadventures pretty early on in the season based on the video that got put out today by our good friends over at E!
Yes, our friends over at E! Gave us a clip to take a look at. And Ariane really has some anger issues coming up in the season. There was an issue where she was driving her car and she was behind someone and they weren't moving, and well, she started to flip out, and then they got into a conversation and she even threw a drink at the driver of the other car, which was fantastic.
But we should mention she got out of her car, walked up to the other car, started yelling at the guy, and threw a drink at him. So yeah, that's pretty severe road rage, and I know this is a serious moment, but once again, Jon Uso steals the thing. Completely steals it. She's not getting out of the car. She's out of the car.
Yeah, he was giving some great play-by-play. Jon Uso, one of the unsung heroes of the first half of the season, and probably will be here in the second half of the season as well.
You know, if they ever decide to do a spinoff series of Total Divas, they need to give Ariane, Trinity, and John and Vincent their own show. Seriously.
I would totally agree with you on that one. They do need their own spinoff, or at least an episode really fully dedicated to them.
I would agree. I mean, even if it's a web series, I would totally watch that, just because their misadventures would be amazing.
They really, truly would. Other people in the series include, the Bella Twins. And one of the Bellas, well, we'll get to the engaged one here in a bit. But the other one dating John Cena is Nikki. And they have share a moment after. There's a moment coming up in the series where Natty apparently has an accident in the ring. And this goes to Nikki, you know, laughing about, sort of. But John tells her a story about one time he pooped his pants in the ring.
Yeah. And Nikki's reaction is kind of priceless to it. Like, she's just going, ew, oh my god, ew!
That's pretty much what it was. And yeah, it's going to be a moment you don't want to miss coming up in the new season. I believe that's going to be part of the first episode, I think.
Right, and speaking of Natty, and we'll get to Nikki's issues in a second, because, well, Nikki seems like she's going to have some drama, too. Mm-hmm. And Natty's definitely got some, because, well, seems like Natty maybe sort of has an accident in the ring and is also maybe having some drama issues of her own. Seems the honeymoon might be over, as it were, between her and Tyson, as it looks like in some of the previews, Tyson's getting just a little bit jealous of Natty, you know, working in the ring.
Yeah, we saw that on Monday night, the teaser during one of the commercials. Yeah, he looks a little jealous of what Natty's doing in the ring. You know, she's a married woman, you know. Don't get up all in her business, you know.
No, that's Mrs. Wilson to y'all, and you don't mess with Mrs. Wilson or Mr. Wilson.
No, Mr. Kidd, remember. JBL, Mr. Kidd, and Mrs. Kidd.
You know what? On the show, it's Mrs. Wilson to you, so they are the Wilsons.
All right, fine, they're the Wilsons. Fine.
JBL can have Mrs. Fandango and the Fandangos, but on Total Divas, it is the Wilsons.
The Wilsons. And maybe that's why JBL can't be invited to do the show.
Maybe, I don't know. But speaking of trouble, well, you know, there seems like our favorite troublemaker is back. That's right. Eva Marie is up to her old tricks as usual. She basically ruffles a lot of feathers, it seems like, in the first part of the season, where not only does she get a match at SummerSlam Access, which, well, definitely isn't going to make any of the girls happy, but then on top of that, it seems like she hits all of Nikki's buttons at once when, well, she's going to become John Cena's personal valet.
Wait, what?
That's the rumor that, you know, Eva seems to be trying to climb up in the world, and she's going to apparently try to climb up using John Cena, or at least his name, and something tells me Nikki's not going to take too kindly to that.
No, and as we saw beforehand with Nikki, she doesn't take things well. Like, she's, you know, when you try to get all in her stuff, she plans some revenge. So Eva Marie better watch out. And other things with Nikki, well, we're going to see her move in with the champ, John Cena.
Right, and that brings a whole slew of issues with it, including some, unanticipated paperwork for Nikki.
Yeah. We saw this teaser a while back, and it's like, things could get interesting.
For those of you who don't know what we're referring to, John Cena basically served Nikki with some legal paperwork stating that she is a guest in the house, but it's basically legal paperwork to protect him and his property in the event that Nikki goes psycho. Mr. Cena not taking any chances. So, well, it seems Nikki's bubble might get popped just a little bit, but we'll have to see.
We shall have to see. And one other diva we're talking about is Brie Bella, and, well, the big moment for her, she gets engaged.
It's the hike heard round the world. It's finally happened. Brie and Brian are engaged. You've been living under a rock. If you haven't been watching WWE TV, Brian took her on a nature hike, and he proposed to her on the edge of a cliff. Very romantic. Of course, she said yes. She's got a beautiful engagement ring, very, very, very much into their lifestyle. It's conflict-free. I believe it's actually recycled, too. So we will get to follow the happy couple, maybe as they begin to plan their own special day.
And there's going to be some drama, because when the show kicks off, it's going to be around SummerSlam, and we all know what happened around SummerSlam, now, don't we?
Yeah, it seems that the Bella twins may have a bit of a conflict of their own, because it's boyfriend versus boyfriend, Cena versus Brian, and, well, from what we hear, Brie doesn't like Brian's new schedule so much, especially as SummerSlam steps up and he potentially wins the WWE Championship. his time becomes less and less with her, and, well, she's got to cope with that. And we'll see how she does.
And all this excitement begins this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern on E!
Yes, can't wait. So looking forward to it. I'm so happy that it's coming back. We have missed this show so much.
We have. We really have. Plus, there's one thing we're missing about this show.
JoJo?
Yeah, JoJo. JoJo will be on the show. Don't know what she's doing, but she will be in Total Divas.
JoJo will be there. We love you, JoJo. We're so sorry we don't have anything for you, but we absolutely love you. You're adorable. And we can't wait to see what kind of trouble you get into as well. I'm sure she will be there every step of the way. I hope so. I really do.
I hope so, too. So, a lot to come, and it begins this Sunday.
That's right, everybody. So tune in Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right there on E! Network for Total Divas. But as for us, well, we're out of time, so we're going to wrap everything up because, well, depending on when you're listening to this, we may want to actually go watch Total Divas or, well, maybe SmackDown or a Raw replay or just general TV because, you know, that's how we roll. Really any of the fine programming either for WWE or E! Networks because it's all wonderful.
It is all wonderful. Go check it out, Total Divas, this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow it every Sunday, 6 brand new episodes on E!
So I'm Lindsay, he's Rock. You've been listening to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week where we will have an in-depth recap of Season 1, Episode 9 of Total Divas. Till then, bye y'all! Now back on top, 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 every stop and he moves.